that's a hot chick. Good to the other people.
Say if a woman might say if her house is in a big mess, she'd say, mm-hmm. Well, I have to do what? My house is all dirty.
I have to clean up. Uh-huh. Have a cleaning up.
What would she sweep with?
Well, we had old straw brooms. Sweep up with. And we had shuck mop. They knew how to make the shuck mop to scrub with, and it would scrub too.
How would you make a shuck mop?
Well, you take that cone, which after you take your cone out, leave those shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just, some way or another, you just put them on the broom, just keep on putting them on the broom, and you get some hay wash, and just keep it wrapping and wrapping till you get your one like that. But you couldn't wring it, you see. You scrub with that, and then you would take your old burrs, what you call that sack, grass sack or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And you get that on. Some people put that on their feet and they go on and wipe the floor. Like that. I know Mama used to do. I don't know how far I'd get back there though. And they lay dry that floor. Mm-hmm. They have to scrub with the mop and then they wrench it off. Until it was clean. And get all in the corners, all they was housekeepers back in them days. Don't you think they didn't keep out? Scrub this table, kitchen table, and goat hide chairs. They would scrub them.
Goat hide?
Just pretty. Mm-hmm, put goat hide in your chair when you wear the bottom out.
What's that you mentioned?
I'm tongue twisted on that one.
Mm-hmm.
There's
some kind of
a sack that you put onions in and potatoes.
Burlap.
I think that's the name of it. That's where the potatoes and onions and things like that come. Of course, onion don't come in that now, but they used to.
Do you ever hear any other name for that kind of a sack?
Grass sack. We always called them grass sack, but I hear them now, they call them borax or something like that.
What about toe sack or gunny
sack? Yeah, I've heard about the toe sack.
Is that the same
thing? That's the same thing, I think, the toe sack. You know why they call them toe sack? They used to put them on the front porch where you wipe your feet when you're coming out. That's where the toe sack comes. A gunny sack is the one that you carry things in.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
What's it made out of?
I don't know. Tom even know what the gunny sack was made out of. It wasn't leather, I don't guess.
Mm-hmm.
They had the saddle pockets made out of that. Wear on your shoulders. I don't know what that gunny sack could have been made out of, unless it's made out of sack that sugar came in.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a heavy, heavy material for sugar, too. Sugar sacks.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door's open so that the door's hiding the broom. You say the broom is where?
In the corner.
Or talking about the door too, you say the broom is
hiding the broom. Hiding and the door was hiding the broom.
Uh-huh. Or the broom is what the door? The broom is not in front of it.
It's behind the door.
And
behind it.
You mentioned a porch. Did you ever hear the old-fashioned name for porch?
Let's see. Porch. I heard a girl called a porch. What is a gunny sack, Tom?
Huh?
Gunny sack. What material is it?
Grass.
Oh, it's a grass sack too. Mm-hmm. What was another name besides the poach? What did they call a poach?